This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. After sitting in limbo for nearly a year, a controversial permitting bill is on the move in the legislature again. Governor Sean Parnell introduced House Bill 77 last session. He pitched it as a way of reducing the permitting backlog, but environmental, fishing, and tribal organizations came out strongly against it. They argued it would limit public involvement in land management decisions and give the Natural Resources Commission blanket authority to issue general permits. Natural Resources Commissioner Joe Balish says a new version of the bill will be released today. He says some of the more contentious provisions have been removed.
What we did was sit down and figure out how it is we could still achieve our objectives and be responsive to those criticisms.
Balish says DNR will still be allowed to issue general permits for a wide variety of human activity, but those permits will get public notice and there will be an opportunity to appeal the initial permit. He says the new draft also allows individuals to apply for water reservations, which are usually used to protect fish habitat.
We sat down and really mapped out, okay, what's our problem? Our problem is that it isn't that individuals are applying for reservations. That's not the problem. The real problem is that those applications are being turned around and used as a reason to stop all other permitting.
The bill has been returned to the Rules Committee. With the legislature more than halfway through its scheduled 90-day session, major bills are starting to take shape. House Finance is set to complete its version of the state operating budget with a floor vote later this week. The package does not address how the state will approach its unfunded pension obligations. Representative Harriet Drummond plans to take part in committee meetings by remote as her husband recovers from open-heart surgery. Drummond's office says her husband underwent a successful surgery on Thursday and his recovery is expected to take several weeks. She plans to stay in Anchorage to aid in his recuperation. The North Pole Refinery's problems with soil contamination may be headed for court. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the state has sued current and former owners of the refinery, claiming they failed to stop a sulfalane spill and allowed the chemical to flow into groundwater. The lawsuit claims former owner Williams Alaska and current owner Flint Hills Resources should pay for the cleanup. Governor Sean Parnell has named 9 members to a group created to recommend changes to Alaska's Medicaid program. Health Commissioner Bill Struer will lead the Medicaid Reform Advisory Group. The group is charged with reaching out to health care interests, insurers, and constituents. A report to lawmakers is due by November 15th. As Jeff King attempts to hold off other mushers in the last stages of the Iditarod Trail sled dog race, Nome is getting ready for the teams to come in. Crews have moved the actual finish line, the burled arch, into place, and Public Works employees trucked in snow to give the mushers a path. Jeff King, a 4-time champion, is leading Allie Zirkel by 7 or 8 miles as the two near White Mountain, which is 77 miles from Nome. 10 miles behind Zirkel is Dallas Seavey, followed by Mitch Seavey and Martin Boozer. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.